electric appliances.
Toaster oven. We have a thing that we call a warmer.
What is that?
You just plug it in and it has a top on it, and it's just put the dishes in it and it warms them.
Sounds convenient.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the relatively new type of thing that cooks food very fast?
Microwave oven.
Okay. What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry?
Laundromat.
Okay. How about the receptacle with a lid that you might put your dirty clothes in?
Hamper.
All right. And the thing, the electric thing that you would use to get the dirt off the rug?
Vacuum.
Okay. And what is the thing inside the vacuum that collects the dirt that you take out and throw away?
Dust bag.
Okay. And what about the thing that you would put water in if you were going to mop the floor?
Bucket.
What would it be made of?
Well, we have an old one that's wooden and a plastic one.
Mm-hmm. If you had one made of metal, would you still call it a bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you familiar with machines some people have that reduce the bulk of garbage?
Crusher.
All right.
I've heard it called a packer.
Okay, what would you call a large container for your garbage at home? I suppose you put it outside the house.
We call it the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage bin. There's a man that lives down the street from me. The city of Dumas passed an ordinance that you have to put your garbage out on the road. And this is a new thing for us. And they pick it up. And so he built a wooden structure above the ground with wire on four sides that looks like a rabbit cage and puts his garbage in it. And it has a big white sign on the front that says John Garbage. It's very attractive.
Sounds lovely. What about the things that they have in apartment complexes and behind stores, the very big containers for garbage?
A dumpster.
Okay.
A dempsey dumpster.
Okay. Here's another rapid change of subject. What do you call the man who prepares a body for burial?
Undertaker.
All right. And the vehicle that?
Hearse.
Okay. And what about a building above ground where you might bury bodies?
Vault.
All right. Is this above ground?
I've seen one above the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only name I can think of.
Okay. What is the place where bodies are buried?
Cemetery.
Do you know any other names for cemetery? Older names? Or if it were smaller?
No.
What's the box that they bury bodies in?
Coffin.
Okay. And the ceremony?
Funeral.
All right. And if people are wearing black, you'd say they were in?
Mourning.
Okay, I think that gets that section. Do you have any other names for cigarettes? Slang names?
Puffs.
Any others?
No.
Okay. If you would, I'd like for you to draw a floor plan of your house.
Okay.
On the back of this. And if you would please label the rooms and say the names of the rooms as you're doing it.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a work of art.
Okay. We have a front porch that has a swing. And the hallway leads into the living room. And the living room leads into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.